Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I don't like this story. New University of Buffalo research suggests that our taste buds can be trained to like vegetables.
Yeah, they can.
We're told that every bit of food that is engulfed by your gaping cake hole.
What is a goblin?
Again, I love the verb engulfed.
Gaping cake hole, I love too.
Must first be dissolved by saliva before the taste receptor cells get a chance.
You like raw or what? You like raw vegetables, not cooked vegetables, right?
I don't like cooked vegetables.
Do you like just like corn or peas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not peas.
Oh, but you like corn?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's some
cooked corn, right? You just don't eat it raw off the cob, right?
Correct.
Oh, I used to do that back when I was a kid.
Correct.
That sounds awful.
It's not. Yeah, it's stupid.
What about potato?
Does potato
count as a vegetable?
Sure. I don't know about counts as a vegetable, but I think it's called a vegetable.
Yeah.
A root vegetable.
I saw a news story last night where one was standing in front of piles of potatoes in Idaho. We've done the story.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a news story.
I saw that.
A TV news story. And it was like a mountain of potatoes. Yeah. Of course, I screamed it out at the house.
That's been my afternoon snack of late.
A potato?
I'll just throw a baked potato into the, Christy will, into the microwave.
Todd doesn't do anything when he goes home. You know what I'm saying? He does
about
nothing.
A potato?
You punch the potato
he does
button.
Stone dog and that's it.
And that's my 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon snack is potato. A baked potato.
Some people call that lunch.
A nuked potato.
Does she ever sprinkle a dog treat on the top?
Crush it up a little bit.
I do that myself.
Yeah.
I'll have a dog treat on the side.
Sounds good.
You dip it. You just dip the treat in the potato.
No, you sprinkle the treat over the potato.
Oh, like bacon.
It's like bacon.
It's like a topping. All right. It's not a fully loaded baked potato unless it has a dog treat in there somewhere.
And I think that was one of the first things I learned to cook as a kid was a baked potato in the microwave.
Yep.
And you still got to lean on Christy for that, huh?
She does everything for you.
She has it ready
Todd
for
Todd is useless when he gets home.
She has it ready for me. Yeah. I could do it because all you got to do is grab the potato, put it in the microwave, and press the button that says potato.
Yeah, really. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's about as simple as it could be.
Yep. Not for downward dog guy.
So we're told that every bit of food that we put in our mouth has to be dissolved by saliva before the taste receptor cells get a chance. There are some 1,000 proteins in our saliva, and these proteins are influenced by what we eat. So the more we eat those horrible, bitter, green vegetables, the better they are going to taste, is what they say they have figured out. This study was done on rats, so they haven't figured out some things like just how many times do you have to eat those stinking, rotten vegetables before it starts to adjust your taste buds?
I don't have anything I dislike. I really can't tell you as an adult a food I don't like. Or I shouldn't say that I would just go, oh.
The researchers say that for people who avoid certain foods because of their bitterness but would like to include them in their diet, they should know that their taste will eventually change.
Yeah, you see all these food quizzes on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's like, what wouldn't you eat? Well, there's nothing I really wouldn't eat.
No. I mean, there's certain flavors, but I'm not that picky about anything as an adult. I hate picky adults when it comes to food.
I have preferences.
Puss has a great line about that. Yeah.
Just be an adult.
Be an adult.
Yeah. Just stop it.
And I mean, was a really picky eater as a kid.
Well, I don't blame kids for being
picky.
But
I've grown out of that.
Kids are always, a lot of kids are picky. I get
Craig
that.
Craig apparently has not.
I'm like that. There's stuff I don't like.
Well, but what do you,
but here, like water chestnuts?
Okay.
On Chinese food?
But how often are they available to you? I mean, I understand.
Yeah, it doesn't happen
every
very often.
Time you have Chinese food.
Well, yeah, but I'll like avoid something that I know that those are in just because.
Okay, all right. But that's legit. But I'm just
saying. They're ridiculous.
But like once, if you ate it, you wouldn't go, would you?
Well, I probably, if I was eating something and it had those in it, I would really probably just like put them to the side and not eat it.
What if you're really stoned and that's all you had to eat?
I might give it another shot. I'd still hate it.
Well, like, I mean, I'll throw some foods into it.
That's pretty specific, though. Oh, yeah, I got some
foods.
Like, yeah.
I don't care for them, but I won't go out of my way to avoid them if they are in a dish that I have.
The only thing I can ever think of my whole life, I never liked it must have been the texture. I never liked the taste of coconut, like on a piece of cake. I never liked coconut cake. But I can drink a pina colada all damn day. It's the same thing. I'll drink coconut water. It tastes the same. It must be the texture on coconut. But even then, I got out. I just said,
that's
okay,
your dried coconut. If you've ever had a fresh coconut, they're excellent. Yeah. They actually taste kind of sweet.
Like, I'm not a real big fan of fresh tomatoes, but if they're in something, I'm not gonna like go out of my way.
Right.
Or if a sandwich comes to me served that way, all right, fine, I'll eat it. That's
that was something as a kid I didn't like. Then ended up loving them. You know, so.
Even the bizarre foods guy, Andrew Zimmern, has several foods that he will not eat.
It's usually rat ass, though.
No, walnuts.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
But he'll eat rat ass.
For instance, walnuts.
And there's some
so
weird,
tell him to grow up and eat other stuff.
Let's all go to the
woods. Or maybe that's a bad example for that.
I'm guessing if there's walnuts on some.
I love walnuts.
He doesn't gag.
Yes, he won't eat it. No. He
like
will
a little
not
boy.
Eat it. He will not eat it.
Yeah, but that's a food you can avoid. I mean, it's to say, I don't eat any green vegetables.
That's
well, you kind of need those.
Yeah, you do need those, Craig.
If you avoid those, your diet is deficient.
No one's saying that. We are saying cooked green vegetables, but not green vegetables in general.
Well, like that warm ham, I avoid that.
Okay.
Like if it's like Easter dinner or whatever.
But you like cold ham, right?
Yeah. Like shaved deli ham.
Yeah.
You're just un-American.
Yeah.
You don't like warm ham.
Cold ham better than warm ham too, but I can eat warm ham.
Exactly.
Right. I'm not a big fan of ham in general. I don't seek it out. Yeah. I would never go to a restaurant and order ham.
But if it's in front of you, are you just going to pick up a slice?
No, I'm not going to say. I'll eat it.
Oh yeah, I'll eat a slice at the house.
Yeah, I'll have. There's sometimes you're just hungry and it's in front of you and you have to eat it.
Right. Right.
But the texture, like, I think the warm ham, the texture is just, ugh.
That's like, a new
see,
one.
Now that's an it. Yeah. The,
like licking
those types
a football
of issues,
or something.
I can see that.
I don't see.
Yeah.
To me, ham is ham.
Right.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Frosting, I hate frosting.
You hate frosting?
Yeah.
What the
like
hell?
Vanilla or chocolate frosting?
Yeah, like on a cupcake, I'll just like wipe it all off the top and just eat the bottom.
The
of
dry
the
part?
Yeah.
Most people just eat the frosting.
Right.
Yeah,
you're
crazy.
You're the first person in history to ever eat a cupcake like that.
Yeah, the other way around.
Normally it's,
You bite the tops off and throw the rest of it away.
Yeah, you
right?
leave the bottom part. Yeah.
No, apparently, too
I'm
sweet.
The only guy on earth who prefers the non-frosted Pop-Tarts to the frosted Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, you are.
So I'm weird.
Yeah, you're wrong, too.
Right.
If they sell, you can't be if they sell them.
Oh, they sell a lot of things that are wrong.
I don't think I've ever had a non-frosted Pop-Tart.
Oh.
Because it's wrong.
That was your original.
You put butter on them?
Yeah.
You can.
Butter? All right, whatever. We're just making ourselves hungry now.
Yeah.
I know I'm hungry.
Yeah, I'm going to take another social media food quiz.
Big slice of pizza right now and a cold beer.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
There was a French fry quiz up the other day.
Oh, yeah. I got to start eating more fries.
And I like them all.
We've been talking about
it. You're supposed to pick your three favorite. I couldn't.
No.
They're all good. I decided that I could probably live without tater tots. There's something about the texture of tater tots that I prefer French fries to tater tots.
So do I, but once you start eating tater tots, you can't stop.
I saw that thing. No. I don't think the tater tots should have even been included there because they're not fries.
It's not a fry. It's not a French fry. It's an entirely different group of potatoes.
I had trouble with that one.
Yeah, but you narrowed it down. I couldn't narrow it down.
Only three.
So were they like fast food restaurant fries? Or what were they?
Cottage fries, waffle fries.
Steak fries.
Chili fries, steak fries, garlic fries.
Oh, but chili fries. Fries are just adding chili to that.
Yeah. Shoestring fries.
So it's just cheese fries on that too?
Yeah, the shoestring one. Cheese fries and the chili fries were a separate category.
I can't tell you. I don't know. I'd have trouble with that too. I'll look forward to that this weekend.
Yeah.
Hey, you got plans now.
Yeah, I got plans.
It'll pop
up.
But
I'm going to push it back because I'm going to look forward to it.
You got
to
save
it. Taking my French fry quiz. I'd rather do a taste test. Have them all out there.
Those things where it's like pick three or whatever, I always fall for it. I'll look at them like, well, what would I pick?
Right.
This is dumb.
I found the French fry one. Waffle fries, Belgian fries, tater tots, standard cut, garlic fries, curly fries, shoestring fries, crinkle cut, cheese fries, steak fries, the British version of chips with the malt vinegar.
Yeah, okay.
Sweet potato fries, potato wedges, chili cheese fries, or cottage fries.
Well, here's the deal.
15
I don't
of them.
All good. But I don't think you...
Yeah. All good.
Yeah, I wouldn't turn down any of those.
No, but I also think the stuff that has covering on it shouldn't be included in that. Fries should be just fries.
Thank you.
And the chili cheese and all that stuff that's piled
on. Extra.
That's totally extra. So that's not the actual fry.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, the garlic, the cheese, and the chili cheese.
Right.
Yeah. Those are just, they don't mention what kind of fries they're, you pour the sauce on.
They look like the standard fries.
But the sauce shouldn't be included in that. I mean, that should be a whole different category. Do you like chili fries? You like cheese fries better? Or chili cheese fries?
Yeah, topping should not be included. It should just be the French fry itself.
Disgusting the way
it's happening. And tater tots are not fries.
No.
But they are a fried potato product.
They are good.
Yeah.
You know.
We're breaking down the big stuff here.
Yeah. But if you were at a restaurant, they're like, what kind of fries do you want? And you said tater tots. They'd be like, you're dumb.
Wish you guys would stop hammering Trump and talk more fries. Well, we did. We did. We talked fries all damn morning right there. All right. Now we want fries.
I do. I specifically want either steak fries or potato wedges.
Potato.
Number three would be the crinkle cut.
I like regular style ones, just like McDonald's ones. Those kind are probably my favorite if I had to pick one gun to head, but I like them all.
Yeah. I think I ended up saying curly fries, crinkle cut, and the British chips, because I do like the one with the malt vinegar.
But once again, if you're adding malt vinegar, that should be just something different. I like those two.
To me, they just look like the steak fries with malt vinegar.
Right. That's the only difference is the topping or the sauce you're putting on it.
I don't know. Yeah, it's controversy.
But I could easily throw in sweet potato fries, too.
Oh, no way.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, yeah.
Loves sweet potato fries.
They'd be the last ones in my mind. Although I'll eat them. I'll eat them. But I put those in the last. All right.
Controversy.
If you're going to have a sweet potato, it should be in fry form.
Oh, yes. Regular sweet potatoes suck ass. They suck. And you're wrong if you think they're good.